Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this June 21st, a Saturday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. There's something else I was going to say. For life of me, I can't remember what it was. So let's just move on and we welcome our guest. I'm trying not to go down a rabbit hole. I'm really not. I know one of the things I was going to mention in our last segment, we didn't do this, and I know that this guy is a fan, our guest is a fan of this band. Caleb, I'm going out on a limb here and saying that you were kind of a fan of Nirvana back in the day. Nah?
Yeah, no, that would, it's funny, you say back in the day, like, I think Nirvana was probably already done by the time I'm really coming into the world. But I at least would not be like one of these Gen Zers out here wearing a Nirvana tee and have no clue what, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit or something like that would be. I will say the song that came in on the intro there, that's always one that whenever it plays on my show, I panic for a second and I go, is this a song or is this an exhaust system going off? Like, I have no idea with that drum kick. But, very familiar with Nirvana.
Okay. Don't say nothing bad about Van Halen because we'd have to, like, put you on hold and I'd come looking for you. Those are my boys here. But the reason I bring that up is because, and of course, you then may not know about it or don't remember when it happened. A lot of people don't, but they've seen the footage of it. The famous Nirvana MTV Unplugged session.
Yes.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, where they go off script.
Right. Kurt's guitar went on sale. That guitar he used during that MTV session went on sale, Sam.
Okay, yeah.
Sold for $6 million.
Whoa. Okay.
Kurt Cobain's acoustic guitar that session went for $6 million. You don't know what the price is and the market bears until it happens. And so there's a whole bunch of fans out there that wanted that. Caleb Johnson joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man. Listen, we realize that you don't have any expertise as far as trying to pick what's going to happen tomorrow night, but is as interesting to you as it is to everybody else that we are having a Game 7.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, guys, I will put my hand up and say I never for a moment thought we would be having a Game 7 in this series. I mean, I jokingly, and actually some of my college buddies that I've got a group chat with were teasing me, and I had screenshots thrown my way because I jokingly said at the beginning of the series, I said, wow, well, I guess we're going to have a sweep in the finals. And then when it came to actually making my prediction, I felt comfortable, like a lot of people did, saying that, well, this thing's going to be a gentleman's sweep. I know that Indiana will pull off a game, probably game three, maybe game four, but it'll be at home in Indiana, and then OKC will be able to close them out. Well, I forgot one important aspect of all of this, which is, A, the fact that Indiana does have guys who have played for a championship and won a championship before, specifically with Pascal Siakam, and then the fact that Oklahoma City is the second youngest team ever to make the NBA Finals. They were 2 years ago, like, they were terrible. So I guess we kind of forget with the maturity, with the maturation that kind of happens in the NBA guys elevating their play, you expect of, okay, well, how dominant I saw you in the regular season should carry over to the postseason. But I do think there is something to the effect of how, you know, how clutch I think Tyrese Halliburton's been, how all of those guys for the Pacers have stepped up. And I'm now in a uncomfortable position where I picked OKC all the way. And now that this thing goes back to OKC, I'm like, I guess that that's the saving grace, is the fact that their role players get to play at home. Because otherwise, I think I would swing Indiana's way, just for the simple fact of they seemed not to be scared by the moment. It's just they are, quite honestly, the less talented team. And so with that, they're having to punch above their weight class, so to speak. But they've been able to do it. It's really, I think, is going to be dependent again on how healthy Tyrese Halliburton is. But he looked healthy enough, and they got a couple of days off to kind of help him rest and all of that before they have to play tomorrow night.
Spending time on the waitforit.com outline with our guy, Caleb Johnson. Always great to catch up with him. And he is social. You can find him at ATLJohnson18 at ATLJohnson18. Caleb, we talked about players who have been the difference makers in this series. Talk a little bit about the coaches, though. And I think maybe the way these teams have played, you talk about who is most talented, you talk about who's done things in different situations. Thoughts about the coaches from these teams and the job that they've done to get it to seven games?
I think initially we maybe went a little too far with, oh man, the Pacers absolutely have the upper hand because, you know, they have Rick Carlisle. He's a guy who's obviously coached in the NBA Finals before, won a championship with the Mavericks. He's done this. He's done this with a team that was not as talented as his opponent in the Finals. However, I will say, look at what Rick Carlisle has done coaching-wise since those NBA Finals, and you'll say to yourself, oh, okay, well, maybe it was the roster that he had, and maybe it was Dirk, Nowitzki kind of getting, respectfully, a lot of credit for that entire thing. So with all of that, I think for certain that experience comes into play here, and Rick Carlisle has that over Mark Daigneault. But I think Daigneault has something that's pretty key, which is he's been in the development system, and he has relationships with some of these guys, like you think in Alex Caruso. Mark Daigneault was coaching Alex Caruso in the G League for Oklahoma City's G League team. So he has that experience of, I think of like a Nick in those days of what he was like with the Raptors,
yeah,
where they just have a different level of comfort level with their players. But these guys are, and I think too, like with Daigneault, he's more in tune with this quote-unquote like newer NBA, even though you've got Carlisle out here shooting a ton of threes and playing really fast. I think Daigneault's defensive philosophies have really kind of carried them to this point, and that's the thing that I'm expecting up for OKC if they're going to close this thing out on Sunday, is they're going to have to hold to their defensive principles that have been number one in the NBA all regular season and have helped them advance. You know, they had that tough moment against the Nuggets, and they were able to get past it. And so Carlisle's got the experience, but I like what Daigneault's been doing defensively.
Hey, Caleb, how did the Atlanta Hawks become relevant in, as you just put it, this new NBA with the moving parts that are going on? What do you see them having to have to do to be an attractive location?
Greg, they can't miss on drafting. And, like, that's, if we're honest, as much as the free agent signings are the shiny pieces that get everyone excited, you can't go and draft an AJ Griffin who is then off your team and out of the league a couple years later. You can't draft a Kobe Bufkin who constantly stays hurt and you're in year three still waiting to find out if he's good at all. You have no idea what type of player Kobe Bufkin is. You have a lot of promise, and you've seen him around G League players, and you've seen him, you know, around your team practicing when he has somewhat been healthy, but you haven't gotten to see it for a full season. That has delayed their process. So when we come to next week's draft and you're going 13-22, or you are, you know, potentially trading one of those picks. I had Keith Smith of Spotrac on my show this earlier this week, and he mentioned the fact of if you traded one of those picks because you don't want a super young team, then that's how you get better. If you look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're young and they have a ton of draft picks, and when they actually used assets to acquire someone like Shea, that's what kind of set them over the bar. So, but really smart drafting, getting a guy like Jalen Williams to be that number two option, getting a Chet Holmgren, which, you know, kind of did it happen to them by them falling in the lottery and getting that pick. But the Hawks have got Zachary Risache. They need to turn him into that type of, I don't think he's number one option, but that number two option of maybe a type of player that is to the quality of a Jalen Williams, and then be smart with your trade assets, which they've already shown they are by acquiring a guy like Dyson Daniels. I think it is not, and I've said this throughout the entire offseason, not rushing the process. Whereas, you know, you had years of Philadelphia trusting the process and that took forever. You just don't want to be on the opposite end of that and say, well, we're close, so let's throw a bunch of assets. Because I look at a team like the Orlando Magic, who just traded four first-round picks, and one of those is a really, really high draft pick in 2026. I look at a team like that who went and got Desmond Bane, and I said, yeah, you got better, but is that really going to put you over the edge of what drafting could have done? Because that team just got really expensive, and the way that the new NBA is set up, it's hard for expensive teams to stay together because these first and second aprons really punish teams for that. So it's a long-winded way of saying stick to a plan and follow that plan and be really smart with your drafting.
We will see, because the draft is coming up. Hawks have filled some front office positions as well. We're curious to see how that impacts things. That's what's coming up, and we'll be following you, and I'll also keeping up with you as you'll have the latest for us, Caleb.
Yeah, we've been calling you a lot.
Oh, absolutely, guys. I will be happy to answer your call.
Yeah. All right. He's got to check his schedule, make sure he hasn't made any other commitments. He's got to work on that. But I appreciate it, Caleb. Listen, man, enjoy
Thanks,
the rest
Caleb.
Of your weekend, buddy.
Appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a good one.
There you go,
right,
Caleb now. Johnson here. We got John Fricke coming up top of the hour. We're going to get you set for today's matchups. Up next, it is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.